rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. Him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that, had to cut them all loose, yeah. Indy ain't no loose lips. Now they all trying to sue me. Psh, I don't give two lips. All the rumors are true, yeah. I've been in the bamboo, yeah. Focused on this music. My ex man, he blew it. Last year I thought I would lose it. Reading on the internet, my booty clenched to my tie. Yeah, no, I ain't smashed right yet. Spending all your time trying to break a woman down. Little things are going on, baby. Take a look around. If you thought that I was ratchet with my hanging out, just wait until the summer when they let me out the house. Yep. Can't even read the fuck of this drug. I'm a bomb to some pop hits. You can pop off when they pop hits. But I'm calmed down and I'm locked in. And my records live in the top 10. Let's go. Tell me about big girl. Okay. Last time I got figured, the SEC told me. But I'ma keep doing what I wanna do. Cause all the rumors are all the rumors are true. Yeah. They hated on me since school, yeah. I never thought I was cool, yeah. Not me and Cardi, we cool, yeah. I love bros on pros, yeah. I am body goals, yeah.
That being voazimbabwe.com, voashannon.com, and of course, voanjabulet.com. Linga kothi njalo ukuthi sikhona ku YouTube, sisakaza as we speak. Now, let's head back to Babu Sinyoni. Babu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
So now, let's continue on this one. I'm a little excited about that, and I really like the concept that you guys have. Earlier on, you touched on the fact that it's more affordable. What does more affordable mean for Zimbabwean context?
More affordable means that we have plans that start from $9.99 per month. Mm-hmm. Right? If you know how much medical aid costs in Zimbabwe, you know that what we're achieving on behalf of our customers is almost unreal. Mm-hmm. And this $9.99 per month, it's less than the cost of a Netflix subscription. So if you know you're living in the diaspora and you're contemplating getting care for your relatives, I can tell you confidently right now that we have customers on our platform who are paying $9.99 per month, who are getting free prescription delivery every single month for their parents, and we have that peace of mind as well. Uti, you know, if they do get to a point where mama needs to see a doctor or, you know, needs access to a dentist, they don't need to rush now to send money to these money transfer services that have their high fees. Mm-hmm. And Lakofuti, we also have AMA caregivers that visit your relatives at home. So it's something that I didn't touch on earlier, but you know, you won't even have to worry about utumzali wakho will now have to start getting transportation to get into a town because you're going to door there, like she's going to climb stairs and over the elevators don't work. Mm-hmm. Our doctors do home visits, our nurses do home visits every single month. They give instructions on medication and all of this starting from $9.99 per month.
Hmm. So now, what exactly does the health pass entail? That's the one for $9.99, I believe.
Yes. So this one provides you the most basic care. It's basically the most affordable safety net. And what that means is that, you know, you pay that $9.99 per month, and there's a fixed number of doctor and dentist consultations per year that your dependent is eligible for. I'll just have to check on the dentist perks, but I think we also definitely do have home visits as part of this $9.99 plan. And, of course, the benefits start to increase as you go to our most affordable plan, which is the $99.99 plan, which is the VIP plan. But in between that, we have smart devices to monitor you know, your health to check, for example, diabetes and hypertension at home, of which the nurse will visit you and give clear instructions on how these devices are meant to be used to, you know, to collect proper readings. And we also have, for VIP customers, a concierge service that includes, amongst other things, you know, a driver coming to pick you up to take you to your appointments, as well as feeding you in town should you need to take medication before, you need to take food before taking medication, for example, and other things that include ambulance cover. And very soon we'll also introduce an underwritten hospital plan that will be an accompaniment to all of the plans that we offer.
Mm-hmm. All right, Babusi, let me hold you on the line for a second. There's a video which which discusses, of course, the partnership between Sila Health and the Bulawayo City Council, project which, of course, talks about COVID-19. So I want to go to that video of Unesi Sambofu, who is the director of, you know, the Bulawayo City, the director of communications under the Bulawayo City Council. And then when we come back, you're going to explain us a little more in terms of how Sila Health is working in Bulawayo. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, let us head over to that video of Unesi Sambofu, and when we come back, we're going to hear more from Babusi Nyoni.
As a city, just like the rest of the world, we are faced with the COVID-19 pandemic, which, firstly, is a global pandemic, but secondly, places a very large demand on information. It is our mandate to ensure that our community has access to accurate information about COVID-19, but are also able to get this at the comfort of their home. We know that Bulawayo, like the rest of the world, is now technologically based. And to this end, we've been working with Sila Health, which is an African healthcare startup company, which was started by someone from Bulawayo who is based overseas. And through this partnership, we've come up with an app. The application is an information application that is targeting our community. It allows us to engage via chat platforms, and it looks at, firstly, what is COVID-19? It gives us a breakdown of what the disease is. Then it also tells you what to do, who to contact to get assistance.
Right, Zuluganda Baleamuzwa Ngempela Ngunesi Sambofu, that is the Director of Communications under the Bulawayo City Council. Ubechasisa ngempela ubudlelwano obukhona phakathi kwenkampani yeSila Health kanye of course ngeBulawayo City Council. Kuhlelo nangukhona uCEO wenkampani yeSila Health, uBabusi Nyoni. Babusi, tell us a little more about that partnership there. I know you guys have done a lot of work in Zimbabwe when it comes to COVID-19, so let's start off there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Mike. So to give you some background as to when we began this partnership, this started out during a time when the city of Bulawayo was crippled in its ability to test for COVID-19 at a time when the virus was starting to take a grip. And we stepped in and offered our services to disseminate critical information at scale and measure the impact of the city's response, and also, of course, reduce the spread of COVID-19 by deploying our chatbot that offered COVID-19 symptom assessments in the languages available in Zimbabwe, and providing this data to the city of Bulawayo, as well as allowing people who were identified as potentially positive to know exactly which departments to call or which institutions to visit, should they require actual testing and contact tracing. Mm-hmm. And we did this, and the key results from this effort within such a short period were, you know, a close to 600% improvement in patient outreach, as well as a 15% reduction in call center queries, which meant that we were handling a lot of the burden that would have fallen on the City of Bulawayo's Health Department through means that we had developed as a company since 2019. Mm-hmm. And this was a case study that, you know, we were able to employ in other places around the world. And I'll, you know, take this opportunity again to applaud the City of Bulawayo for being so progressive during such a critical time and, you know, sparing no expense in ensuring that the lives of the citizens of Bulawayo would be, you know, taken well care of and, you know, not compromised by lack of access to resources, as was initially the case around the world, especially in the global south, when COVID first came to African shores.
So I'm also a little curious, Babusi, in terms of, because Bulawayo is not just full of urban areas, there's also rural districts within Bulawayo. Abogogo labokhulu bona, do they know how to use this application to receive more info on COVID?
Yes, I would say most definitely, and the reason why I'm that confident is because we spent a significant amount of time, and I think this is what really sets our company apart from, you know, other companies that might be attempting something similar, is that our approach to developing, you know, our products and our solutions is always customer first. So before we start talking about technology, you know, talking about pricing and all these things, the first thing that we want to solve for is, do people understand this? You know, is this written in a language that can scale well enough for everyone with, you know, varying levels of literacy to understand it and be able to act upon it? And, you know, with COVID-19, for example, this was not a period where you'd want to have a platform sent out with language that will alienate people who might not, you know, be as digitally literate as, you know, what someone creating a product like this would assume. So we made a concerted effort, you know, over a very extended period of time to make sure that the way that we talk about, you know, symptoms and diseases, you know, you'll find there are some apps, apps from the U.S., for example, that will describe something as a stomach ache, for example, right? But then when you translate that back, you know, we have very few phrases that, you know, speak of symptoms in that way. Right. We more go with the possessive, you know, my stomach is sore, right? So we had to find ways, you know, being an Africa-first company and working within Africa predominantly, to make sure that we are not using words that are too complex and making sure that anyone with a basic understanding of how to use a smartphone could use our platforms.
Interesting. So now, unfortunately, we're going to have to slowly, quickly start wrapping up here. But let's talk a little more. I know you guys have also kind of work alongside the Ministry of Health. Tell us more about that. I know you guys are also on your website say you're not just available in Zimbabwe, you're also available in different parts of the world. Let's wrap up by touching on those two points.
Yes, yeah, so we typically don't really work with ministers of health, but we partner with municipal level healthcare departments and initiatives at that level. We also work with non-governmental organizations. So we have various partnerships with some youth-led organizations as well as, you know, long-existing health-focused organizations that have a footprint in Africa to offer our technology to help them increase their capacity and widen the reach of their initiatives. And most recently, we came on board with an initiative between the Africa Union, the Africa Center for Disease Control, as well as the MasterCard Foundation to deploy $1.3 billion with the Africa CDC to save lives and livelihoods through a COVID vaccination program that will be carried out over the next 3 years across Africa. So what we're doing is thinking, you know, beyond structures that can often limit innovation and looking to create partnerships with, you know, for example, Nessie Sambofu, who, you know, as I said before, you know, is really forward-thinking, and as we've realized recently, the Africa CDC as well, creating these partnerships to really accelerate access to healthcare in Africa, making sure that the tech that, you know, has been built in Africa for Africa can be used for the very people that it is meant to serve. And, you know, going forward, we see more partnerships like this one with the Africa CDC, as well as with more non-governmental organizations that have wider footprints across the continent, being more the norm in our efforts to increase access to healthcare in sub-Saharan Africa.
Awesome. Now, in closing, of course, we have an audience that are probably curious how they can access the services of Sila Health and, of course, why they should subscribe to Sila Health. Please go ahead and respond that in closing.
Yes. So if you are a Zimbabwean living in the diaspora, you most probably have loved ones back home, and I would really encourage you to reach out to us via our Facebook page, that is Sila Health, or find us on our website, which is www.sila.health, and send us a message through our contact form, or send us an inbox message, or, you know, write on our wall on Facebook, and just find out what we can do for you. You know, we are here to serve as abameli, basically, for people living in the diaspora to ensure that the best quality of care can be procured for their relatives back home. And if you are living in Zimbabwe and you have limited access to private healthcare and also, you know, limited spending power, we also do have our chat-based platform, which is the SysChoice chatbot, which is accessible via WhatsApp. I think you can find the link to that on our website as well. Or you could also search for SysChoice on Facebook. And this will give you instant answers to any questions that you might have about your own health. These include questions around sexual health, for example, that you might feel, you know, nervous to speak to a family member about, or might not think it's worth going to a clinic over. But, you know, these are things that we handle every single day privately. It will be your dedicated healthcare assistant, and this is something that is being used by over 60,000 people around the world at present.
Hi, Babusi, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. The work that you guys once again are doing is extremely amazing. Siyabonga Bafo, thank you so much for being with us, man.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for everyone who's listened to this segment.
Awesome. Mulia Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Babusi Nyoni. He is the CEO of Sila Health. Don't forget to check them out on social media, silahealth.com on the website, and of course, Sila Health on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Abasandungena kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, lisandukhutha ingxoxo phakathi kwami uMaikobe kanye lo Babusi Nyoni wenkampani ye Sila Health. Balenhlelo ezinenge ezijeneyo ezijonge ukuthuthukisa uZulu kwezempilakahle. Muri eZimbabwe tinotenda kune munhu wese ane super chirongwa chedu chevechidiki vari kubva kupinda muchirongwa, makateerera chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Muineni Maikove. Shout out to Mr. T. Darira. Swa ininindin Darira. Just signal for that a message in collaboration with Roots Africa. Muri Zimbabwe Chirongwa. The Connection. Muineni Mike Wobe. Welcome the discussion of COVID-19 and youth-led companies that are improving Zimbabwe's healthcare industry. Let us welcome our second guest who's joining us live via Skype. He's a friend of the show. We've had him here a number of times. Today he is here to talk about his company, Avaxi Global. They too are contributing towards Zimbabwe's fight against COVID-19, but their fight doesn't just end there. Dr. Tinotela Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza, welcome to the program, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Glad to be on the show again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for always being with us, man. Well, today we're not here just to focus on COVID-19. We're here to talk about Avaxi Global. We've had you guys on the show before, focusing on Avaxi Global, but just as a reminder, for those that may have missed that show, could you kindly explain to the audience what Avaxi Global is all about?
Right. So Avaxi Global is a global health security company. We are a digital health verification that verifies health documents. In particular, we're currently verifying
Your network seems to be breaking, Dr. Smith. I'm not sure if it's just there. Could you kindly repeat that response?
Oh, yeah. I was saying Global is a digital. Can you hear me now?
Right. We can hear you clearly now.
So we're a digital health verification company, and we verify health documents and health records. And in particular, at this present moment, we verify COVID-19 test certificate and also vaccination.
Right. Now, I remember the last time I had you all, the entire Vaxi Global board on the show. One of the predominant things at the time was, of course, how people were using fake COVID-19 certificates to get in and out of the country. And, of course, that was grossly or massively contributing towards Zimbabwe's COVID-19 increase of cases. How are things going now? Are people still going about doing that same business?
So, well, there are cases here and there, but so we have tried to mitigate that challenge through our vaccine global system, whereby when a lab tests a certain person for COVID-19, when they generate the results, the result is then tied to the patient's information through biometrics and also through digital QR code. Mm-hmm. So this QR code readily found on the certificate, such that when the person is traveling or at the border or is flying, the QR code can be easily scanned through our vaccine global system. Can be verified through their name, also where the test was done, mm-hmm. and whether the test is authentic or not. So we've tried to contribute this to the service. Zimbabwe, through various labs, including one of the largest labs in Zimbabwe, Lancet Lab, mm-hmm. That is using our QR code system so that the people who are traveling and also people who have been tested and the people who require to verify this information, like governments, like universities, can be best assured that the test is actually legit, authentic, and verified.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain to us how a Vaxi Global works in this circumstance. For example, let's just to make it very basic for the ordinary traveler, for the ordinary student, how does Vaxi Global work for them to understand? Walk us through from the beginning of me approaching Vaxi Global through to the end where I have my digital certificate.
All right. So we work in conjunction with laboratories that are permitted to do COVID-19 laboratories that have been given grants by the government and the Ministry of Laboratories do COVID-19 tests. Mm-hmm. And these are tests that are doing standard tests. So what a person does, they go to the lab and gets a swab of COVID-19. And their information is put on the lab information system and also on our Vaxi Global. So when the results come out, whether they're positive or negative, a QR code is then generated from the Vaxi Global system that is then attached to the COVID-19 certificate to prove that it's actually authentic. And that code can be easily verified at any port of entry and also be it airports or the road port, whereby those who are verifying can easily scan the QR code and the person's information come up, say this person actually went to the lab, mm-hmm. get the test done, and they didn't just print out a certificate that got people from someone.
Right.
Authorized.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those people who are, of course, still ongoing in terms of using the COVID-19 certificates, because there's some people who still use these fake certificates, could you kindly explain to them why that is dangerous, or if it is even dangerous to begin with?
Well, it is dangerous, particularly if you are going to be mingling with people, particularly if you are on the plane, a highly aerosolized system, sort of like a closed system. And imagine traveling a 20-hour flight and fake certificate, probably have COVID-19 that hasn't been confirmed, but have it. So during that whole time that you're flying, you're actually spreading this system that we say is a pandemic. And like imagine a plane of 100 people. You are in that flight for 20 hours and could easily spread that condition to 100 people that are from different nations and probably from different backgrounds. So the danger that is there in terms of spreading disease and traveling with fake documentation is really, really serious. And it shouldn't be.
Dr. Smemezo ngatimbozeya inyaya ine rimi ramai mombotsana ngirova tere nokune vango vada kunyatso wow kuti sangano renyi revax group aurinyoni yatsoita nezvei saka ndachikumbira kuti mwatsana ngirova ne rimi ramai.
Okay, asangana ridu rinobetsera ku authenticate apa test anenge aitwa nema results anenge abuda kana muti achinge atestwa tichishandisa digital method yema QR code atinoisa pamacertificate anenge agadzirwa nema lab anotenderwa testa for COVID-19 such that pamuno takatsvira barcode iri rinenge rakaatacha neinformation yako yemunhu anenge atest such that paunotsvakela paunoenda kunenge kutiwa COVID-19 test vanenge vari guaranteed kuona kuti sure ii test ndeyema zviro kwazvo munhu uyu akatest wanikwa asina chirwere saka test iri
Network yenyu inenge iri kukatakata hamusi kunyatsodzoka zvakanaka zvanichaita. Let me ask my producer to call you back. Hopefully your network inenge yakunzoka zvakanaka. Alright, muri Zimbabwe le amuzwa ngempela uDr Tinotenda Simemeza nguye phela umongameli wenhlanganiso oyenkampani ethiwa yiVaxi Global labo they also work in WA's as a vaccination basebenza ndawonye logatsha lubona ngezempila kahle iMinistry of Health and Child Care. Angimbuzile ukuchachatse okunenge ngale nkampani yabo uyasho ngempela ukuthi ayibona umsebenzi wabo is to make sure ukuthi nxa umuntu esethathile phela COVID-19 vaccine, but even amanye ama vaccine phela leyakhumbula ukuthi akhona amanye ama vaccine abo yellow fever lamanye bona njengenkampani ekhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo ngempela what they do is ukuthi bayathatha phela ama results lawo bese babafaka ku digital server okusho ukuthi wherever you go emhlabeni jikelele you don't now need to ukuthi ubhodwebhode phela ngalele yaphepha elithi hayi umuntu lo ngempela either has a negative or positive COVID-19 vaccine iyabe ikhona. So bona once they type in ibizo lakho ku server yabo Vaccine Global ibizo lakho liyaphuma and of course ama results of whether or not you are negative we are pumalako. Muri Zimbabwe, whilst we try to get back Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza Nyora Msakangano, do not forget you can call us live on air +1 202-619-2077 is the number to call. You can also write your comments in the comments section and we're going to be reading these comments live on air from our Facebook page Eluma Tatu. We're now back on I see you with Facebook VOA Studio 7. We're broadcasting live Ganyela VOA Ndebele. So you can write your comments in the comment section. Sakangano, we're also live on YouTube. Magatira chungwa chini chere chidiki uselo The Connection.
You know, my business actually, you know, it's all about the brand, you know, that I kind of created, you know. You know, like having been in you know, in the trade business, you know, in the industry, construction industry, you know, having done a lot of artistic, creative kind of work, you know.
Uxolo Zulukandaba, Uxolo, that was a package that we're going to be running towards the end of our show there with Sydney Maregedze. He is a young entrepreneur based in South Africa. As we wrap up, we highlight imisebenzi yabantu abasakhulayo. That's what we're going to be giving you in Xoxo lo Sydney Maregedze. I hear Dr. Simemeza is back on the line. Let's see if we can hear him clearly this time. Dr. Simemeza, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Now you're clear as day. Right.
All right. So, I'm going to test. Tema COVID-19 test information yako inotorwa. Vespa pa lab system, vespa also pa such that a QR code is generated that is then put on your certificate when your results have been processed and they're out. And then that QR code, you know, it's there to be Pamir Founding or Chipamba or the Ngavaku Pirande, Pirabas, Karakungi, Uri Panivan, Pane Bakasaravan, Tessia Oning, why it's by your evening game authentic, easy, traceable, with the Aitwa Kule Briti, Aitwa Manguvai, yes, Yabudanguvai, such that Vanava Pambi, Vani Matis, a fake as Taiwana as.
Right, saka Dr. Smith, ndachikumbura kuti mutsananguro vatereri kunyanya vechidiki ava vachinoti ma students, why it's so important nemaundo renyu kuti vashandise ma services enyu Sevasi Global, munovabatsira sei?
Saka chandinotanga kutaura ndechekuti isu tinoshanda nemanebo akatenderwa nehurumende aite matest, ende tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vaende kunotestwa kumaleba haya anotenderwa munofanisa kumaona pa website yedu Vaxi Global website. We have all the labs that are allowed to do COVID-19 tests for the purposes of traveling, kind of the purposes of social engagement. ACRIPO for this area. Haya, zvinobetsera kuti kana ukatestwa mazviro kwazvo, result yaripo inobuda iri yechokwadi. I can either be positive or be negative. But I'm positive, wait a second, so I can get a Vicky Ace to self-isolate for 10 days. After that, I can only write in the pants of Pambas or Postanga. As you can, I'm negative for change your vita. About to go eat. It is no better for the value. The way it is a COVID-19, which I take a share, and Nitaes Pasirosi. Saga could travel. My results edu anofanirwa ari taiwo taiwo. Saka unofana kuti uwane ma services edu ma laboratory akatenderwa anova ariwo pa website edu, such that my results anobuda avewo emazviro kwazvo tibetsere kurutiiwetechekovida.
Tichipedza edu hurukuro yedu Dr. Simemeza, ndachikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri muchivaudzawo kazvekare kuti why do you think it's so dangerous kuti vanhu vasafambe kane macertificate enhema kana kuti mafake certificate, musakanganwe zvekare kuvaudza kuti vanokubatsai sei Sevasi Global?
Alright, saka chandinotanga kuti vanhu kana muchinge muchifamba kana muchinge muchisangana nevanhu vakawanda, unofanira kupe une test swoten chiziva status yako. Zvinobetsera kuti usatrede zvirwere kune vadikani nenyaya yeignorance kana kuti nenyaya yekuti wangoprinta chinhu chefeki chawange chawakufamba nazvo, iwewe wakatakura utachiona uchiuparadzisa nevanhu vaunenge uchisangana navo. Saka izvi zvakakosha kuti munhu uitwe matest kumalebha akatenderwa, uyezve test yako ive ichikwanisa kuauthenticatewa wherever you are going, so that vanhu vazive kuti zveshuwa munhu yaitwa test yemazviro kwazvo, uyezve haasi kuspreada chirwere. Saka izvi zvinobetsera kuti tibetsere fight yedu yecorona kuti chirwere chisatekeshere, especially kune vanhu vadikani vedu vatinoshanda navo kana kuti vatinogara navo pamune nharaunda. Saka zvakakosha kuti munhu unge uchitestwa kumalebhu akatenderwa, uyezve result yako rive retraceable and really authentic.
Well, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Pano pachirongwa chedu. As always, we always appreciate your input. One more time, please do tell people where they can find Vaxi Global.
All right, so you can find us on our website, vaxiglobal.org, or you can say vaxiglobal.com. It will come out, and you can always communicate us through our website. We are also on all social medias. Twitter, our handle is @VaxiGlobal. Instagram is also @VaxiGlobal and Facebook. And you can even get in touch with us on LinkedIn @VaxiGlobal.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, thank you so much there to Dr. Tinotendus Memeza. As always, we always appreciate his input. Siyabonga kakhulu, Doc. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, for your vaccination needs, visit vaxiglobal.org or .com. That's their website. And, of course, they're available on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Their username is at vaxiglobal. Let us know your thoughts, Muriel Zimbabwe. If you have any questions for our panelists, remember, you can call us live on air. +1 202-619-2077 is the number to call. And, of course, you can write your comments in the comments section. I'm going to be reading some of those comments shortly. But now, Zulugandaba, as we wait to reach out to our third guest, Ucherio Zobo, let us head over to another COVID-19 promo, Uma Wiza, giving us more info on COVID-19.
Chipanda Poeka Mangma Wiza, I'm a Kwaido artist, aka Mr. Columnist to an Evenetic. Guys, COVID-19, Ababiza and your corona in the corner. Time building and social distancing, as Kazanis and always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid.
So, Muriel Zimbabwe, liyamuzwa phela uma wiza uthi Mr. Nkulumisikhiwa ngevernacular uyakhuthaza phela uZulu ukuthi hayi gezani izandla uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi iCOVID-19 is real. Now just to check out a couple of messages on Facebook before we head over to uhlelo lethu where we focus on the talent of young Zimbabweans. Anzina Andrisi Triti live kuno ku Mozambique tine mi tinotenda zvikurusa. As I was saying, I'm sure that was earlier on when uhlelo lwethu was not working properly. I'm sure once again that was earlier on. Nango munye uyabhala phela uRichard Moyo yabuza ukuthi Brother Mike, how are you doing namhlanje? I put mfundisi ngi-right mina. Nango munye uyabhala phela uVicky uyabhala ukuthi most successful youth entrepreneurs are out of Zimbabwe because Zimbabwe is closed for business due to our command policies. Asazi ukuthi lokho kuliqiniso na ngenxa yokuthi nangu phela sisanda ukukhuluma lo Dr. Tinotendus Memeza labo they are based in Harare kwele Zimbabwe. So yilo utabesela lokuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo muri Zimbabwe tukwendramberi tichikurukura neve chidiki. Whilst we try to get our last guest, hopefully we can squeeze in for a couple of minutes, Ucherio Zobo. Namhlanje kuhlelo we had Babu Sinyoni, of course, another young entrepreneur, a tech entrepreneur who invests in health care, ensuring ukuthi wonke umuntu uZulu jikelele, including labo basemaphandleni, receive equal access to quality health care. And of course, Sandu Koka, lo Dr. Tinotendus Memeza, and duwa wangu watachi, kurukura na wo, pachirongwa. Nangu Richard uyabhala ngempela kukhasi lethu le VOA Indebele uthi siyabonga Brother Mike, siyabonga kakhulu amfundisi lokungena kuhlelo Linus uyabhala uthi congratulations Bosso. I'm sure lapha ube xoxa about the recent sponsorship that Bosso receives alongside iDynamos. So uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Zulu kandaba alilami uMike Hobe lilakho ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook kuVOA Indebele, VOA Shona, and of course kuVOA Studio 7. But whilst we try to get Ucherio one more time, let us head over to our next package that we have, whereby we had a conversation with Usidni Maregedze, a young Zimbabwean based in South Africa who is running a clothing line titled Artisan. Now, I found it important that we run this conversation with Sydney today because he talks about how he started his company in a very interesting time under the lockdown when during a time whereby a lot of companies were closed. He found it important to open up and, of course, work and alongside other young people. So he talks to us a little more about the motivation behind opening Artisan. It's really amazing. Let us head over to that conversation that we have with Sydney, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have Ucherio on the line.
You know, my business, it's all about the brand, you know, that I kind of created, you know, like having been in the trade business, you know, in the industry, construction industry, you know, having done a lot of artistic, creative kind of work, you know, I've always felt like there's something missing in creative industry, in a brand that represents people, you know, like that speaks to you, you know, that speaks to what you do. And that's how I came up and created a brand, Artisan, you know. This is a brand that I really hold dearly in, you know, in my heart, because it speaks to me as well. And I also wanted to speak to people, you know, to all those artists out there, to all those tradesmen, to all those musicians, you know.
Now, speaking of industry itself and business, I want to touch a little more on the business side of your company, Artisan. You know, we know 2020 and the better part of 2021 has been very difficult, especially for a lot of young entrepreneurs because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, that's true.
For you?
To be honest, I think I only started this business I think around 20 February this year, that's 2021.
Okay. So you opened it during the pandemic?
Yeah, this year.
Okay.
You know? So I can say it's something that actually sprung up in the COVID era. And to be honest, I really wasn't really hoping that it will get so much, it will like sprung up with the way things are so difficult, you know, around the world. But but the thing is with the business, I just feel like it's timeless, you know. It doesn't really revolve at any era, you know. If someone relates, you know. If someone feels that, you know, this is a brand that represents me, it's got nothing to do with any era and all that. But I also understand that, like now, the response is not that good because probably of financial strains that people have around. So it hasn't kicked up the way I also expected, you know. But to be honest, you know, for something that I've just recently started, I couldn't be asking for any more. And I greatly appreciate the people who actually are rooting behind the brand. But it's really getting out there because I already have people in different countries that are already wearing the brand.
Right. And
that's in Botswana, Zimbabwe. I have people around South African provinces. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of guys in the States.
Seeing as though you're primarily based in South Africa, how has the lockdown been for you? Are you still able to produce as much as you normally do?
It's not been that easy because, you know, at times, you know, we're moving from level one to level three, and then you go back to level four, and then you're coming down to level one. So you find that even like us, you know, small brands, small companies are still trying to come out. We rely on suppliers that have already made clothing, you know, that we go and buy, and then we try to reprint and all this and that. So you find that at times you find the shop is closed, or you find they're saying this certain color you want is not available. Let's wait.
Well, Sydney, let's give the people more information on where they can find more of your clothes and your branding. Please kindly tell the audience that.
Okay, you know, so if you're out there in the world, you know, you hit up on SLTs that relate on Instagram, or you can go to teesthatrelate.com. And also the other thing I forgot to mention, how I've been able also to link up with printers out there, because I do print on demand as well on the brand. So I've managed to speak to guys in Australia so I can print the brand in Australia and be able to deliver it there. I've also done that already. I print in the States. Shout out to RBY Prints. They have printed a couple of t-shirts for me now. They are based in Georgia, you know. I also have a company that I linked up with in UK. I think they're based in London. You know, also, so if anybody orders a T-shirt, you know, so if you're in Europe, you know, you don't have to wait like 2-3 months, you know. You're getting a T-shirt in like less than a week or a few days if you're actually based in London. So, yeah, so hit me up on Facebook. Facebook is SLTs that relate. Or you can go to my personal page, that's Sydney Marege, the Facebook, at SLTs that relate on Instagram. And yeah, and then you can hit me up on or go to our website, cheesethatrelate.com, and then yeah, we can chat and get you the brand that represents you.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from a young entrepreneur based in South Africa, Sydney Maregedze. He's the founder of Artisan. I remember to check him out on social media, SLTs, that relates. So just under 3 minutes left to uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo phano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki regai tiverengeka mamwe macomments sinzokuti vanhu vari kuti chii papeji redu revoa shona tina maizviwayo vari kunyora anzi masora sei pa studio 7 watching you from Maung kwele Botswana tumelang tumelang I'll see I'm sure you are good Slovia to Awea Paluti watching you in South Africa KZN from Feirat thank you so much for joining us Stephen Dlovu ari kunyora anzi you can't fight COVID-19 and win Ndioka Maondra, Stephen Argunyora Oka, Ani Argunyora Anzi, watching you from Malbro, and then Tinamfundi Swanyora, I watch Nutenda Kurusa, and Nutenda Chose, Boramberi, Apana Chakumiram Koma, Michael Hove, Siabonga Siabonga, Wonkomuntu Ongenayo Gustelos Logandaba, Siabonga, Linga Kokuti, Lilako, Kubegela Pambi, Lipala Pela Imivonenu, Linga Kotin Jaluguti, Namsan Yustelo Vesila, Bantu Abasakulayo, who are all leading in the healthcare industry, who are looking to help you. So check them out on social media. Kukhasile to LVOA and WLS one looks abantu bathini as we wrap up uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Nangu uyabhala njalo umfundisi uyabhala njalo uthi siyabonga brother Mike ngokungena ayi siyabonga mfundisi ngokungena kuhlelo. As we wrap up Zulukanda, thank you so much for watching Tatel YouTube. Ukubonga all our guests abangenileyo kuhlelo. Unfortunately, we are trying to get Ucheri Ozobo, but due to time constraints, we couldn't get her. We're going to try to get her. Saka Terai Radio pa Studio 7, Nemswe Shondo, pa Chirunga Chedu Cheve Chitiki, pa Youth Forum. Tichange tivaunza zvekare pano pa Studio 7 next week pachirongwa chedu chechidiki but tichando kubonga Ubabu Sinyoni ngokungena kuhlelo of Sila Health and of course Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza our usual guest who explains COVID-19 namhlanje we had him on the show explaining more about their organization or their company Vaxi Global so don't forget to check them out on social media Oliver Lisayo Zulukandaba if you're looking to chat with me at Big Mike 3 BIGMYKE3 on Twitter and Instagram. That is my username, Zulukandaba, so you can catch up with me there. For those that are looking to be part of the show, ngoba silabantu abaningi ngempela who have hit me up, they say, puti mic, ngifisa ukuba ingxenye yohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. I am looking to be a guest on The Connection. Feel free to hit me up on social media at BigMyKE3, BIGMYKE3. But in Zimbabwe, my time here is up. Let's meet same time, same place, Panopane, Penure Studio 7, Mstakazweni wa Studio 7, uhlelo labasakhulayo. I go by the name of Mike Hove, Muri Zimbabwe, Mstakazweni wa Studio 7, bye-bye!